Unit 1. Word List. Allot. To allot something means to give it to someone.
The coach allotted each team 5 minutes to prepare a strategy.
Appall. To appall means to horrify, shock, or disgust someone.
The boy was appalled when he saw the accident.
Cache. A cache is a hiding place for valuable things.
The pirates kept their jewelry in a cache hidden in a cave.
Convenience. Convenience is a state of being able to do something with little effort.
The internet allows consumers to shop at their own convenience.
Dearth. A dearth is an amount or supply which is not large enough.
There is a dearth of money in my bank account. I can't afford a new car.
Deliberate. If a thing you do is deliberate, you intend to do it.
She made a deliberate effort to save money each month.
Dire. When something is dire, it is terrible and very serious.
The tornado created a dire situation for the small town.
Elapse. To elapse means to pass, as in seconds, minutes, or hours.
A few seconds must elapse before you can take another picture.
Empathy. Empathy is sharing or understanding another person's feelings.
The caring nurse had empathy for her patients.
Fanciful. When something is fanciful, it is unusual or unrealistic.
The girl had fanciful ideas about doing well in school without studying.
Gripe. To gripe means to complain constantly.
Lawrence always gripes when he has to do chores.
Grueling. When something is grueling, it is very hard to do.
The climber faced the grueling task of reaching the top of the steep mountain.
Mundane. When something is mundane, it is boring, common, or ordinary.
The man had the mundane chore of raking thousands of leaves into piles.
Opt. To opt is to make a choice, especially when deciding in favor of something.
My brother likes chocolate ice cream, but I always opt for vanilla.
Outrage. Outrage is a very strong emotion of anger or shock.
Tommy was feeling outrage when his parents said he couldn't go to the dance.
Paltry. When an amount of something is paltry, it is very small.
The poor man had a paltry sum of money.
Rectify. To rectify something means to correct it.
I quickly rectified the spelling mistakes that I had on my essay.
Resourceful. When someone is resourceful, they are good at dealing with hard situations.
After his boat sunk, Matt was resourceful enough to build a raft.
Sustenance. Sustenance is food and water needed to keep a person, animal, or plant alive.
Without the proper sustenance, the man will starve.
Tedious. When something is tedious, it is long, frustrating, and boring.
His job involved a lot of tedious typing, filing, and organizing.
Unit 2. Word List. Abbey. An abbey is a house or a group of houses where monks or nuns live.
When the monk returned to the abbey, he went immediately to his bedroom.
Abundant. If something is abundant, then it is available in large quantities.
Cakes, cookies, and candy were so abundant that the child was very happy.
Adjoin. To adjoin something means to be next to or attached to something else.
She can listen to her brother's conversations because her room adjoins his.
Ample. If something is ample, then it is enough or more than enough.
There was an ample supply of oats to feed the horses.
Arid. If a place is arid, then it is hot and dry and gets very little or no rain.
Not many plants grow in the arid desert.
Cathedral. A cathedral is an important and often large and beautifully built church.
The large cathedral is full of people on Sunday mornings.
Deprive. To deprive someone of something means to not let them have it.
Because the child was bad, she was deprived of her dessert after dinner.
Drought. A drought is a long period of time in which little or no rain falls.
After 3 months of drought, the vegetation and trees started dying.
Eligible. If someone is eligible, then they are permitted to do or have something.
Only people who bought tickets were eligible to win a prize.
Fast. To fast means to go without food or drink for a period of time.
In her religion, they fast for 5 days and then have a big feast.
Grumble. To grumble means to complain.
He grumbled about having to work late on Friday.
Inland. If someone goes inland, they travel into the center of a country or land.
The river curved inland near the campground.
Moisture. Moisture is small drops of water in the air or on a surface.
If you breathe on a window, moisture from your breath collects on the glass.
Nonetheless. If something happens nonetheless, then it occurs despite some other thing.
She tried to keep the dog out of the mud, but it got dirty nonetheless.
Oath. An oath is a formal, often public promise.
Judges must take an oath to be fair to everyone in court.
Prairie. A prairie is a large, flat area of grassland.
The prairie was perfect for a farm because there were hills and trees.
Ragged. If something is ragged, then it is old, torn, and falling apart.
They could see his toes through the holes in his ragged shoes.
Rugged. If an area of land is rugged, then it is rocky and difficult to travel through.
Their car couldn't make it far along the rugged roads.
Scarce. If something is scarce, then it is in a very small amount.
When gasoline was scarce, we rode our bikes instead of driving to school.
Speculate. To speculate means to guess about something.
My sister looked at the sky and speculated that it would rain tomorrow.